This is the P&P in the Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you could pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in the Snap. Let's go back to the beginning and ask the question, what is project management? In theory, you know what a project is because you do one every day, but you need to know the true definition from the P&P exam perspective. Projects are temporary, meaning that every project has a definite beginning and a definite end. Projects are usually unique product or service or something that has not been done before and has a unique result. And they are performed by people. Because projects are unique, they are continuously and constantly modified, improved, and details are added as more information is known about the project, which is called progressive elaboration or rolling wave planning. Projects are planned, executed, and controlled, and they drive change in organizations to achieve strategic goals by enabling business value creation. You usually initiate projects to solve problems or take advantage of an opportunity. Now that we got the definition of projects out the way, what is project management? It's the application of knowledge, skills, tools, and techniques to project activities to meet project requirements by using the five process groups: initiating, planning, executing, monitor and control, and then finally closing. Managing projects include identifying requirements, addressing needs, concerns, and expectations of stakeholders in a project, maintaining communications among stakeholders. This includes setting up and carrying out communication, managing stakeholder expectations of the project deliverables, and balancing project constraints such as scope, quality, schedule, budget, resources, and risk. In addition to project management, there's program management and portfolio management. Program management is a group of related projects and or sub-programs that are managed in a way to gain benefits and control instead of managing them individually. Program management concentrates on determining the way multiple projects should be managed. Portfolio management is a collection of projects, program, sub-portfolios, and operations that are grouped together for effective management of the work to meet strategic business objectives. Note that operations management is different from project management. Operations management focuses on the management of ongoing production or goods and or services. The key word is ongoing. So, project management is creating something unique and one-off. You can use project management to solve an issue, and that solve becomes operational. Some companies put this all together and have a project management office or PMO. A PMO is a dedicated department that centralizes the management of projects. It standardizes policies, methodologies, and templates for projects within the organization. It also provides guidance to others and support on how to manage projects and trains individuals on managing projects within the organization. The PMO is responsible for managing projects within the organization and provides project managers to facilitate the project. That is your P&P in a snap. We'll talk again next week.